all different kinds, all dangers. Now, who would, when you go to the dentist, he'd have to pull a, sometimes.
Pull a tooth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, or remember that disease called pyrian?
Mm-hmm.
It was a disease of the...
Of the gums.
Yeah, okay. And people would get that a lot, like when you were coming up, get themselves set up.
It's had a false tooth, yeah.
Store-bought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get yourself a brand new store-bought, you know. But in those days, people, their teeth stayed in good health a lot because they brushed their teeth with salt.
Uh-huh.
They just take salt, you know, with their finger, they have a toothbrush. Their finger. And like I said, my grandmother lived to be 99 years old, and she had a lot of her bottom teeth still left. And they chewed tobacco. A lot of the old times chewed tobacco.
That's bad too.
Well, they claim that they so preserved theirs. Guess that would be a matter of opinion. That's my oldest son.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
You riding that bike too, y'all?
Is it all right if I use
the
chalk
to
get my case?
This is a
palm.
Palm
and a hand.
Okay, you got two?
Two palms, two hands.
When you double it up, you make...
Two fists.
Whenever you're going to fight somebody, you would hit them with your...
With your fist. Yeah. And you put that with palm in French.
Uh-huh.
The term good palm means closed fist, and you had a lot of that.
Yeah. Now, when people get old, they complain about getting stiff in their...
Stiff in their arms or their joints, which they get to call it arthritis, huh?
Uh-huh. When you were out in the hot sand, you complained that your...
Your feet burned?
Yeah, your feet got hot or something like that. When you were walking around in the dark, you might stumble and bruise this part of your leg.
The front of the leg. Either way, the front of the leg.
Okay.
That's what hurts.
Yeah. When the ground's too cold or too wet to sit on, you
crouch, yeah.
Okay, or
squat down.
Squat out on your, what? You call that your...
Yeah, squat on your leg. I sit like that all the time.
Uh-huh. The back part of your leg, that's your... Ever anybody say hunker down or...
No.
On your haunches? Somebody had been sick a while. When you saw them on the street, they're up now, but you say they still look a little peaky. Uh-huh. Okay. How would you say they felt? You know, any ways of...
Oh.
It still looks a little puny or...
Puny looking, yeah, something like that.
Okay. A big person, like say, Mr. Augustine, or, you know, just a real big person who wasn't, you know, who could lift a lot of weight but might be a little overweight, they'd say he was...
Flabby.
Uh-huh, or other ways. They say he was mighty. He's getting too stout. Would you ever hear that?
No, not too much. Too flabby, too fat.
Okay. Somebody who always had a smile on his face and always in a good temper, you'd say, never lost his temper. People would say he's
jolly.
Mighty.
Mighty, mighty, I don't know what term they would use.
He's always in a good...
Always in a good mood. Always in a good humor.
Now, a boy... I know, I was this way when I was a boy. He was always knocking over things.
Clumsy.
Yeah. He would... you'd say, don't be so... So...
We use the word clumsy. Don't be so... so clumsy or so...
Yeah.
Most of the time they were stupid with it. Let me go stupid, man, something like that. You know, that was used a lot.
Uh-huh. Or if somebody, you say, it wasn't an accident, he did it.
On purpose. Not purposely, no. On purpose.
Yeah.
That's how they would say it. On purpose, not purpose.
Yeah. What would you call people that, say, did things like walked out of the house and left a lot of money on the table?